York.
When is a breach of contract a clear-cut breach of contract? And you sit with the problem that Cristiano Ronaldo sat, and he was given the boot after his controversial comment about the Premier League giant. His contract came to an end with immediate effect. Man United announced on Tuesday. Portugal forward appeared to be on his way out of Old Trafford following a recent television interview in which he said he felt betrayed by the club and had no respect for the new manager, Erik ten Hag. And Cristiano Ronaldo is to leave Manchester United by mutual agreement with immediate effect, said the United statement. And the club thanks him for his immense contribution across two spells at Old Trafford, scoring 145 goals in 346 appearances, and wishes him well and his family well for the future. So what is considered a breach of contract, and what are the consequences of violating a contract when it, and what is those grounds for dismissal? We were chatting to Jackie Reed, a labor lawyer this morning, and Jackie is employment lawyer at Herbert Smith Freehills Global Law Firm. Jackie, good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And also on the line with us this morning is Nkobela Ndlovu, who's a sports analyst and director and sports business researcher at Cash and Sport. Nkobela, very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Jackie, when is a breach of contract a clear-cut breach of contract? And, generally speaking, I do something. For instance, let me give an example very quickly. I go out there and I drink and I'm the traffic reporter and I drive and I get caught and I get stopped by the police and it gets into the newspaper. Then I've brought the company into disrepute. But that particular description of bringing the company into disrepute is a very wide spectrum, isn't it?
Well, yes. So in our law, we have three reasons for dismissing an employee, and one of those reasons would be misconduct. So in circumstances where an employee was insubordinate, and I believe that was also part of the complaints that Man United had with Ronaldo, that I think he refused to come onto the pitch as a substitute. And then there's also obviously bringing the company's name into disrepute by saying things, negative things about the manager. So in those circumstances, there would certainly, if this occurred in South Africa, there would certainly be grounds in circumstances where the individual is an employee of the company for the company to take disciplinary action against the employee. And certainly from a reputation perspective, I think you could say, particularly in circumstances where you'd have to look at exactly what he said. I believe that he also said that he would be happy if Arsenal won the league, which I thought was quite amusing because I actually am an Arsenal fan. But a massive competitor like that, and obviously a decades-long competition between Arsene Wenger and Alex Ferguson, there's so much history in relation to this particular incident. But, certainly you would have to look at the facts of each individual case as to whether or not an employee has brought a company's name into disrepute. But certainly in circumstances where you commit criminal misconduct, so it's actually unlawful and illegal. So it's unlawful from an employment law perspective, but it's also illegal from a criminal procedure act perspective or criminal law perspective. And it's public and becomes public knowledge, and you're associated with your company, and then in those circumstances it can also bring the company's name into disrepute, obviously, because then the company's employing criminals, essentially, which is obviously problematic from an ethical and moral perspective.
Where does this liability stop? So does this bringing the company into disrepute start all the way from the bottom of the company through to top management of the company? Because you can't have top management saying that you are in breach of contract or, that you brought the company into disrepute. It should be practice what you preach for everybody in the company, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So every employee has an obligation to act in accordance with the best interests of the company. And that's from your lowest paid employee in the business to your highest paid. Everyone has the same obligation. And certainly in circumstances where one employee commits misconduct and another one commits similar misconduct, in circumstances where you don't take similar action in the form of disciplinary action at the very least, then you're going to have a consistency problem. And consistency is one of the elements that our courts will look at in determining whether or not a dismissal is fair. So in circumstances where you have two employees, they both committed similar misconduct, you would have to take similar action against them. Whether or not the outcome of that action is dismissal or a final written warning would depend on the circumstances of each case, the remorse of the employee, the seriousness of the offense, the personal circumstances of the employee, how long has the employee been employed in the business, whether or not this is a first offence, all kinds of factors like that are taken into account. So it's quite a broad spectrum. But yes, certainly you can't treat employees differently, otherwise you're going to have a consistency issue.
Chatting about what does the law say about breaching of contract, especially in the light of Cristiano Ronaldo that leaves Manchester United, employment lawyer at Herbert Smith Freehills law firm, Jackie Reed, chatting to us there this morning. Looking at it from a bit of a sports view, we chat to Ngobile Ndlovu, who is the director at Sports Research or Sports Business Researcher at Cash & In. But before that, I just want to pay you a little snippet of the clip of the interview that Cristiano Ronaldo had done with Piers Morgan.
They're trying to force you out.
Yes, not only the coach, but the other two or three guys there around the club.
At the senior executive level?
Yes, that I felt betrayed.
And you think they're trying to get rid of you?
Honestly, I shouldn't say that, I don't know, but listen, I don't care. I'm always, people should listen to the truth. Yes, I feel betrayed, and I felt that some people that don't want me here, not only this year, but last year too. I don't know what's going on, but since the Sir Alex Ferguson left, I saw not evolution in the club. The progress was zero. For example, we have an interesting point that how the club as Manchester United, after sack Ole, they bring sport directive Ralf Rangnick, which is something that nobody understands. This guy is not even a coach. A bigger club like Manchester United bring sport directive surprised not only me, but all the world. You know, nothing changed. Surprisingly, not only the pool, the jacuzzi, even the gym.
And that's the interview, or part of the interview, just about a minute of it, with Piers Morgan, and that's Cristiano Ronaldo. Ngobele Ndlovu, you listened to that. Did Manchester United have any grounds to terminate Ronaldo's deal as a breach of contract? And did he actually bring the club into disrepute? Because a number of times when he was offering an answer to Piers Morgan about certain things, he says, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I'm not a lawyer, so I can't really speak to the to the legality of whether he brought the club into disrepute or not. But it was certainly an untenable situation for him to continue at Manchester United, given the fact that one of his criticisms was the fact that he doesn't respect the coach and he doesn't care for what the coach says. So you can't expect that coach to want to continue to work with him. In addition, he also spoke about the owners of the club not caring about the club and they only care about money. So again, you know, for the owners on their side, it's difficult for them to continue to want to work with him, knowing how he feels about them. So I guess legally, you know, he probably did bring the club into disrepute, but just from a colleague and person working together perspective, it's very difficult for you to work together with a person who says they don't care about you, they don't respect you. And I mean, the club has given him some opportunities. He left the team just before the end of the Spurs game. Prior to the game ending, he knocked a phone out of a fan's hand, and he was fined by the Football Association for that. He then also didn't come to pre-season because he had a family bereavement. So there have been some issues with Ronaldo regardless, you know, prior to the interview. And I think it's been coming, it's been boiling, and it would have been very difficult for him to continue.
Mm. In this particular case, you know, in his bereavement case, I think one can understand, you know, the twins were born and they suffered the loss of the boy in that. Do you think it's a breakdown in communication between the management of the club and the coaches of the club and himself that just basically continued? And once that communication broke down and that respect broke down, he found himself in the situation. And obviously the resulting, thing that came out of that was his interview with Piers Morgan, where he named a number of things. And the fact that, I mean, the club wasn't doing good in any case, you know, even before he was fired, the club wasn't doing in any good. But he was still, in terms of being, you know, football, he was still scoring the goals.
Yeah, well, Ronaldo was Man United's top goal scorer last year. But we were just talking about contracts now and agreements. When Cristiano Ronaldo came back to Man United, he was brought back under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He was Man United's top goal scorer within his first year of coming back. And then Solskjaer got fired. Man United brought in Ralf Rangnick as the interim sort of coach until Erik ten Hag took over. Erik ten Hag then took over, but Erik ten Hag is known to have a different style to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He likes an attacking style, a high-pressing style, and he was of the view that Ronaldo can't do that because he's now 38. So I think Ronaldo felt as though, when I came to the club, I had a certain agreement that I would play every game, and now you've got a new coach who doesn't play me every game, so I feel betrayed. Whether there was a communication between Ten Hag and Ronaldo to say, listen, I play a different style, you don't necessarily fit my style, so therefore you're not going to play. And Ronaldo felt that was disrespectful for a person who's now scored over 500 goals in his career. That's a different matter altogether, but that happens in football, where a different coach will come in with different ideas and certain players don't fit the system. I don't necessarily feel that that's disrespect, and I think Ronaldo was reaching by claiming that that was disrespect. It's just a new coach with a new system. But this is, at the end of the day, Cristiano Ronaldo, Mr. 500 million followers on Instagram, the most followed person on the planet. I think his ego kind of went ahead of him and forced him into that situation with Piers Morgan. But I also think that when Erik ten Hag came in, he wanted to leave already, and they should have let him go in the last window instead of keeping him on and coming to a situation now where he doesn't play.
Ngobele Ndlovu, sport analyst, thank you very much.